Love gives, greed takes. Love gives, greed takes. Education and knowledge should never be used to simply fulfill our greed. Education and knowledge should never be used to simply fulfill our greed. When people use the knowledge they acquire to satisfy their greed, the society ends up being in a big mess. Is this what we want? Our consciousness by nature is eternal, full of knowledge and full of joy. In the real joyful state, based on truth, there is no greed. Real joy and love wants only to be shared with everyone else. Nature of love is to give. The nature of greed is to take. I've just given you a sample of Radhanath Maharaj's wonderful soul-wise article. Hare Krishna. Welcome everyone to this most auspicious occasion, Janmashtami. My humble request is if you can just take your mobiles out like this and see if it's working and put it either on silent mode or switch off mode. Thank you. During the day, we must only hear Krishna Katha. That is our one function, one point function today. So the most important day, I will be doing the introduction part today, morning, the Bhagavatam class. It will be followed by lectures by Govind Prabhu and Gaurang Prabhu. So, Lord Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the Bhagavad Gita says, Janma karma chame divyam, evam yo viti tatvata, chaktva deham punar janma, neti maam eti so arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So, Krishna has laid out a map, what we should do and what we should not do. The reason why we are here, we should not get involved, because Prabhupada says, many lifetimes ago, many, many millions of years ago, we have done something and we have landed into this body of human beings after nearly 8 million different forms. So, totally there are 84 lakh, 84 lakh. But the last 4 lakh forms are human. But amongst the human, there are many, many varieties, as you know, not only in this planet, but in other planetary systems, which now the scientists are finding out. So the Lord himself says that if you understand my divine appearance, Janmashtami means Krishna's divine appearance, and if you listen to my activities, that is the plan, that is the only way in which you can get out of this material world. Now this is stated in the Svetashvara Upanishad 3.8. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is no other way to achieve this perfection. So there is no other way to achieve perfection of once and for all solving our problem of birth, death, old age and disease. Every one of you here has been born. That's why you are here. Every one of you has had some disease or the other. We all have experienced that. Many of you are or will become old and you'll experience that. But you'll only experience one death, and that is your final death of this body. You can have many, many diseases, you can have many, many years of old age, but death will be one, and therefore we should prepare for that one final exam, and that final exam can be perfectly passed with flying colors, distinction, provided you understand two things. Which is the one? First, divine transcendental appearance of Lord Krishna, that is Janmashtami, which was today. And second, his transcendental activities. Every day we discuss that. Now, I have prepared here one book long back. And in this, I have stated, this was as per the instructions of our Guru Maharaj. I have stated here about this transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance. A full story. Now, once you understand this, here it is written very clearly. If you understand, Janma karma che me divyam evam yo viti tatvata, taktva deham punar janma naiti maameti so Arjuna. So you have to really understand tatvata in reality. Most of us, even those who have been in ISKCON for a long, long time, do not really know the details, tatvataha. Tatvataha means in full detail, in full detail. You must know exactly how Krishna appears. Otherwise, your knowledge is partial and your delivery is partial. So let us start from the beginning. In the glorious Yadu dynasty, there was a king of Mathura, and his name was Diveda. And this king Diveda had two wives. Remember this. First wife was a Kshatriya lady, born in a Kshatriya family, and she delivered a son called Surasena. Okay. And the other wife was from a Vaishya family, and she delivered a son called Parjanya. In due course, Surasena became king of Mathura. And Parjanya took charge of the cows and stayed in Mahavan. Owing to his abundant saintly qualities and vast learning, Parjanya was appointed the king of the Gopas. Now, here is the important thing. Parjanya had five sons, just like the Pandavas. His sons were Upananda, the first one, eldest, second, Abhinanda, third, the most important, was Nanda, fourth was Sunanda, and the fifth was Nandan. This middle one, Nanda, was just equivalent to Arjun. In time, Parjanya felt he was now getting old, so he wanted to retire. So he named his eldest son, Upananda, as a king. But the moment he announced, Upananda, you shall be the new king of Rajbhumi, Upananda said, Father, thank you for your kindness. But more deserving than me is my younger brother. He is more qualified. Now in this world, to have such a situation is very rare. Nobody wants to give up anything. Least of all power. Because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, however, Upananda was so kind and so honest and sincere that he, in turn, he said, Father, you have made me king now. So I am already king. So it's up to me whom I want to make king. So I now make Nand Maharaj the king. So that is how Nand Maharaj became the king. Okay. So this is very clear now. First, because before we understand about Krishna, we should understand about Krishna's divine father and mother and everything, isn't it? The whole background. The family must be understood. Then we understand the details. Similarly, in a neighboring village, there was a wonderful gopa called Sumukha. Now, this Sumukha had a daughter. And she was absolutely extraordinary daughter. Why was she extraordinary? Because if anybody even looked at her, if anybody even heard her, if anybody heard about her service or about her fame, then what would happen? That only fortune, Lakshmi would come and great reputation would come to that person. Just imagine if there is a girl in your village or town or city and you heard about her, you saw her, or if you had seen her service, and by listening to this or seeing this service, you get great fortune. I mean, you are not doing anything much. You are just listening. And you get so much money, you get so much fortune, and you get so much fame, reputation. That girl's name was Yashoda. Yash Deni Wali Yashoda. That is how her name was Yashoda. She gave Yash. So in due course, the father of Yashoda, Sumukha, decided that the fittest husband for my daughter is none other than Nanda Maharaj. So he took his daughter and presented to Nanda Maharaj. This was a wonderful, joyous occasion. Great wedding took place. But the cowherd community, all of the gopas and gopis were very, very sad about only one thing. Years and years rolled by, but Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj had no issue, no child. So everybody was saddened to that extent. Some of Yashoda's good friends, the gopis, they decided not to wear a single jewelry. Because till Yashoda gets a child, we will not wear a single jewelry. They gave up something or the other. Of course, for a lady, jewelry is very important. So, what happened is, Nanda and his wife Yashoda decided to perform Ekadashi and Dwadashi. This is why we perform Ekadashi. Okay? Because they started that. Who? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda started it. Alright? They started it, Ekadashi and Dwadashi, because at night, very often when they were sleeping, they would get a dream of a beautiful child. Both of them simultaneously. Husband and wife would get the same dream of the same child. And therefore, they were thinking that when will this child become a reality? Because as you all know, Prabhupada often tells us that we have two bodies, right? We have the sthula sarir. This is anamaya kosh. Ana is food, maya is temporary, kosh is covering. And we have what is known as a subtle body. So, when you are in this room, you are awake. I hope most of you are awake. Then, you are listening by your gross body. Gross ears, everything gross. But when you are sleeping at night, we are dreaming. Somebody may dream he is a king or a queen. He may dream he is a policeman or whatever. That is all in the subtle body. So, there is a subtle body, subtle mind. There is a physical body and a physical mind also. Okay. Consciousness and subconsciousness. Okay. So, here what happened was that they both were dreaming like this. Then, one day, they got a dream, beautiful dream. And in this dream, Lord Narayan himself appeared in his full regalia. And he told both of them simultaneously the same thing. That in the previous life, as you heard in this play a few minutes ago, you were Drona and Dhara. And after that, Narayan says, he had taken physical form in this material world. But when we say physical form, it is not like our form. His is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karanam Karanam. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So, his is Vigraha. You all know the difference between Deha and Vigraha. We all have Deha, all of us sitting here. Only Krishna over there and Radhaji and those deities and the real Krishna and Radhaji have Vigraha. You see? The difference is, Deha, the body, dies. And therefore it's fit for burial or we go for Shamshan. But in the case of Krishna, he may appear to be like physical, okay, but his body does not die. That is the difference between us and God. We do also have a spiritual body. But that spiritual body, unfortunately, today is resting in the spiritual world. We have left it and come here. Just like in a dream, somebody is sleeping and he has gone away to the Himalayas or somewhere. But actually he is sleeping in bed. But that fellow who is sleeping thinks he is in the Himalayas. So this is what happens to us here right now. We are in like a dream state. Our original spiritual body has shrunk. Prabhupada used to tell us that just like what we call in Hindi, kismis. In English, I think it's called sultana. So this kismis is like a dried grape. Isn't it? We have all eaten kismis. So when you put this kismis inside water, what happens? If you put it at night, in the morning it becomes fully grown, fully expanded. Because it gets back all the water. Similarly, when we chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting this Mahamantra, we revive that spiritual body. We are not people who are doing things foolishly. We are doing with a specific purpose, with a specific aim. Our aim is to go home back to Godhead. Now, if you want to go back to Godhead, you have to have that Godhead body, isn't it, ready? So just like supposing you want to go somewhere, you have to first pack your bag, you have to buy an air ticket or whatever, and you have got to organize yourself to go to the airport and so on and so forth. So what we are doing here is we are really getting ourselves organized. This is why you come to a mandir. Man is the mind, you see, and the dir is to purify that mind. So unless you go in a pure state, you are not going into a temple. That's why we take an early morning bath and come here. So here is a case where Nand and Yashoda were extremely happy with the vision. And they announced that this is what the Lord himself has told us. That he is going to appear. Everybody had so much love and regard for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda that they started celebrating. They're simple-minded people, you see. They are not complicated people. Not too shrewd or cunning. They just said, if God has appeared in your dream, he'll definitely appear in reality also. So therefore what happened was, that in the dark fortnight of Marg, again, the same child appeared in the mind. Now this is very, very important. This is the reality I was talking about, Tatvata. Remember this. Because this will only help you at the time of your death. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, right? That if at the time of your death, whatever you remember is your gati, whatever which direction you will be going. Okay? So, this is what you have to remember at the time of death. I told you, no, we are doing the preparatory work before going on a long journey back home, back to Godhead. So, what happened was that this Yashoda, in her mind, that same child came. Okay. We have had instances in the past. This is not something unique. Narad Muni is the brainchild of Brahma. So there is a precedent there all before it has happened. That in Satyug actually, the same thing used to happen. There was not a combination in those days of sperm and ovum and all that. By mind, the husband and wife would conceive of a child. Can you imagine that? They did not have to go through a sexual activity. So here is the case where Yashoda had conceived the same child in the mind. And that entered into the heart of Nanda Maharaj. And from there, entered into the heart of Yashoda. Just now, please, for heaven's sake, understand this. Krishna first appeared in this world in the heart of Yashoda. He, Janmashtami took place in the heart of Yashoda. Okay, everybody is clear on that? That's the first principle. What happens in our case, Paramatma appears in our heart. When we are in the womb of the mother, no? Small baby. So, in the seventh month, the Paramatma and Jivatma enters into the baby child and the child starts becoming like alive in that sense. Okay? So, you have already got Paramatma in your heart. Because Krishna says, no, Purnamada Purnamidam Purnata Purnamajate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vivishyate. Ishavasyamidam Sarvam Yatkinchat Jagatyam Jagat Tena Taktena Vunjita Magrada Kasya Svidanam. His Upanishad. So, everything that is there with Krishna, Purnamada Purnamidam, is also with you also. In a very, very tiny, minute form. He is Vibhu, infinite, and we are atomic. Okay, that's the difference. There's a big difference, but there's a difference. But similarity is there. Okay, between us and Krishna. So what happened is that Krishna came and resided in the, first entered into the mind of Yashoda, went to Nanda Maharaj's heart. Nanda Maharaj's heart, he transformed himself into Yashoda's heart. And Yashoda was in a beautiful, most wonderful feeling she had of carrying Krishna in her heart. Just imagine if the Lord himself came and resided in your heart. How would you feel? You'd feel glorious. You'd feel, my God, you have come and you have come. Just like a great guest comes to your house. Supposing a president of India or prime minister or somebody like that, or some very big person comes to your house. How much you respect that person and bring him in your house, isn't it? You feel elevated. All the neighbors are watching. Everybody's feeling, arre bapre, itna bada gaadi kahan se aa gaya? And then you'll say, and then they read President of India and big flags and security, all that. But here, Krishna doesn't require that type of security, which our politicians need. He comes straight into Yashoda's heart. Why? Most important thing is, Yashoda's heart is the purest. That is why. Because our heart is impure, unfortunately. We do not get Krishna in our heart immediately. We get Krishna's sample, which is Paramatma. Krishna's Paramatma Swarup is not in the spiritual world. Remember that. Krishna's Paramatma Swarup is in the material world for our benefit. So, the Lord can do whatever He wants. I remember when I was quite young, I was 31, I'm now 70-year-old, nearly 40 years ago, when I met Srila Prabhupada first time, I was a Mayavadi, okay? So, I was following some other person, I don't want to get into that. But the point is that we thought, Krishna, after all, is like us only. Apna jaisa hi hai. Hum bhi Krishna ban jayega. I will also become like Krishna. But that's not true. Prabhupada explains, Krishna can do whatever he wants. We cannot do whatever we want. We are controlled by Mother Nature. For instance, I have seen a few days ago, there was a tremendous storm with high winds, about 200 miles an hour in America. And there was tornado type of situation. Even big, big houses, buses were thrown away in the air, you see. So what the poor bus driver will be able to do? Nothing. He can't control a bus like that, isn't it? So, my suggestion to you is that please try to remember this one thing only, that Krishna was born or appeared in the heart of Yashoda. Thereafter, a very interesting thing happened. In her womb, Yogmaya appeared, the younger sister of Krishna. Two things, please remember. Krishna is older, senior. He is in the heart of Yashoda. And in the womb, Yogmaya appears. But people outside don't know whether it's a boy or a girl, right? But her womb is getting bigger and bigger. And her breast is becoming bigger. Ready to give milk to the child, you see. So, all these gopas and gopis and everyone is delighted to see our Yashoda getting big and chubby and fat, and now she is looking like a real mother. After so many years, we had prayed for Yashoda to have a child. She's finally carrying a child. So everybody is celebrating like mad. But they don't know that she's carrying both the brother and the sister. Yogmaya is the sister, younger sister of Krishna. Okay. Then what happened is, because Yogmaya wanted to do certain things, she knows what she has to do. She decided to put Yashoda Mai in yoga nidra. Normally, you have heard that Lord Narayan has yoga nidra. In yoga nidra, you don't get these bad fancy dreams or whatever nightmares. In yoga nidra, you are actually associated with the Lord only. So, Yashoda Mai had yoga nidra. So much deep sleep, she didn't know what was happening. So this Yogmaya, now remember this very important thing. Yogmaya actually carried that baby Krishna from Yashoda Mai's heart to Kansi's prison. Alright? This is the tattvataha. This is the essence. Now how do we know all this? I'm not making up this story. Jiva Goswami, who's one of our greatest authorities, he has written all this. And he learned from Rupa Goswami. See, all of us learn from various teachers, even Parampara Praptam. And Rupa Goswami learned from none other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is absolute truth. So the absolute truth is, Yogmaya first carried Krishna baby to the prison of Kans. There what was happening, as you saw in that little play, Devaki was delivering a child. But this was not an ordinary child. Now see, on one hand, our Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj were thinking of a beautiful lotus-like blue child with beautiful eyes. You see, just like lotus is petal, exquisite colored hair, such a beautiful child they were thinking of. Whereas in Kansa's jail, Devaki and her husband Vasudev were thinking of Lord Narayan. So Krishna has to fulfill everybody's desire. Once I remember Prabhupada telling us that Krishna has a hard time sometimes fulfilling everyone's desire. The thief wants to rob the maximum from somebody's house, and that person wants to safeguard everything in his house in lock and key in a locker, in the safe. So yes, how to fulfill both parties' desire? So they are opposite. Here they are not opposite, but they are incongruence. So what happened is that this Narayan, Lord Narayan actually appeared. Lord Narayan appears in the jail fully, bedecked with all jewelry, in his regalia with all four arms and so on, to Devaki and Vasudev. This is the eighth child of Devaki, Devaki Nandan. So you have understood, original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, appeared in the heart of Yashoda Mai. Narayan appeared immediately, instantly sort of, outside in front of Devaki and Vasudev. That's why that particular form of Narayan is called Vasudev Krishna of Mathura. Because he appeared in the soil of Mathura. So, they made that prayer which you heard, that please become a baby, otherwise this Kans will kill you. They were in so much mental anxiety and they had so much fear of Kans, because already they saw Kans had killed six of their children. All of you know who are these six children? That's another story, but let me digress for a second. So these six children are, Mataji knows, Vasus, correct? Very good. I could hear you right from there. So, these six children were actually cursed when they tried to steal a cow from a Muni. So, like Narad Muni, you know, they were brothers of Narad Muni. And he had cursed them to become children in the material Mrutyulok. Actually speaking, we are all proud sometimes, you know. Some moment or the other we get pride that I am so and so, I am born in this family, or I got this degree. You heard Kant saying, 8 years I studied, I got an MD. So, our Dwarkadish Prabhu had said, so, the point is, everybody is proud of something or the other. Women sometimes are proud of the beauty. Of course, they are beautiful. But they are proud of the beauty when they are young. They are more beautiful when they are older, of course. I always told my mother that you are more beautiful when you are older. She felt very happy. So, so the fact of the matter is that everybody has some pride or the other. Actually, it's all nonsense. Because how can you be proud when you are in Mrutyulok? This is Mrutyulok. Everybody is sentenced to death. Just imagine in the court, High Court or Supreme Court, whatever, if the judge bangs his thing on the table and says, you are sentenced to death. 5 o'clock in the morning. Normally it's early morning, I know that. Brahma Mahurtam Jautum. So at least that much he is giving that poor fellow. So he bangs it on the table and says, now you are sentenced to death. I mean, that fellow cannot be proud at that time. See, I got death penalty, but fortunately it's in Brahma Mahurat. But it's not like that. It's not. He's on death sentence. Okay. So the person is going to die. All of us are going to die. There's nobody here who has some sort of a patra from God that you will be eternally staying in this. And besides, if they had a system, injection or something, medicine to make you stay forever, it'd be horrible, isn't it? If you are going to stay a 500-year-old man, just imagine what you would look like. So, even a 120-year-old man looks horrible. So, I've seen one photograph, I've not seen him, but one of the oldest person. Poor fellow, I mean, you know, such a shame. But the fact that he not chanted once the holy name of the Lord in those 120 years. So, this is the shameful part. Now, the thing is, that we have to understand very seriously what is our goal in life, mentioned here. Lord Krishna himself says, I am not saying, your goal in life is only one thing. Please remember, it's a one-point program. Focus, focus, focus. In business, we teach this I teach in the MBA students in University of Bombay now. I used to teach in America. So, I always used to say, and it's a fact, if you focus on something, no, you can get what you want. If you don't focus, you are defocused. It's all finished. Isn't it? So please focus on this Janma Mrutyu. Janma Karma Chemi Divyam Evam Yoviti Tatvata. Please understand this. That we are supposed to focus on our next goal. Where we have to go after death. Death is certain. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Those who are born, death is certain. But there are two types of births that take place after death. Did you all know this? For those who are born, death is certain, Krishna says. For those who are born, death is certain. And then, for those who die, birth is certain. Arre bapre. So again birth. But then there are two types of birth. Either you will be born again in the material world, this world or some other planetary system, but in the material universe. Or you are born in the spiritual world. There are two places. Okay. The spiritual universe is 3 times bigger than the material. So there are more chances of getting into the spiritual world. There is more space there. Okay. So there is no shortage of space. Aram se ja sakta hai. But then you should know how to get there. Just like we want to go to Calcutta or Madras or Delhi or whatever. You must know how to get there. So similarly, you have to know how to get there. And the way to get there is to celebrate Janmashtami. That is why we are not fools every year having Janmashtami, Janmashtami, like that. No ritual. Ritual will not get you anywhere. only with intelligence, if you study this subject very thoroughly, that by celebrating Janmashtami, we are releasing ourselves from this material body to the spiritual body. And we are getting ourselves organized to get back in our original constitutional position. Prabhupada used to use a beautiful legal language. And the legal language is constitutional position. We should, just like there is Constitution of India, which from which all the laws are derived, and this is what the basis of India is. Similarly, we should go back home, back to Godhead. Now, after this, what happened is that this child of Devaki was not an ordinary child. The child of Devaki was Narayan himself. So, Devaki Nandan is the four-handed form. If you go to Dwarka temple, the main temple of Dwarka, there the deity is a four-handed Krishna, Devaki Nandan. Okay. He becomes a small child. Now, here is the most important secret of all secrets. Prabhupada has explained that, but he's written it so well that many people skip it. They don't even know it. And that is right in the beginning of this Krishna book. What happened was Prabhupada got a heart attack. And when he got, this is the second time when he got that, not on the ship, the subsequent period when he got it in New York. He felt that now my time is up and I may die any time. So hurriedly he prepared this Krishna book actually. You know, he had no time to finish up to the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. At that time, that's what he thought. But remember, the Shastra says that no doctor can extend your life. The Shastra says no doctor, Vaidya, can extend your life. He can only smoothen your life. Okay. It's like grease, you know. Engineers call grease. So, but the Lord can give you two extensions. Remember this. I have received one at least. So, I know I got once. So, the thing is that even if you are going to definitely 100%, people have seen death certificate has been signed by the medical doctor or a hospital, and yet they have come back to life again. There are books and books on this subject. Life After Life. There is a book by Dr. Moody Jr. Then Dr. Elizabeth something. So all this shows that there are many instances of people dying and again reviving. That is by the grace of God. You can get two extensions. Prabhupada got one, then he got a second. So when he got the second extension, he wrote very clearly that Krishna, when he appears, all his expansions merge into his body. Back again. It's like all these expansions like Matsya Avatar, Kurma Avatar, Narsimha Bhagavan, and all these expansions of Krishna came to do some performance of some activity. But when Krishna himself comes, the boss comes, they all come back to him. Okay. So here is a case where Narayan, Lord Narayan, this great form, four-handed form, as I said, fully bedecked with jewelry and everything in regalia, he merges into this baby Krishna. That is why in Kansi's jail, first there is Narayan and then there is Krishna. It is the original Krishna of Yashoda Mai's heart who has appeared in this jail, carried by Yog Maya into this Mathura jail. Then it is Krishna himself who tells that now you take me back. So, actually speaking, we give too much trouble to God sometimes, to be frank. Now just imagine, Krishna had to come all the way to, from Golok Vrindavan, he came first to Vrindavan, then he went to Mathura as a small baby, poor thing. And then he had to come back again. But he does this for the benefit of his devotees. He will take any amount of trouble for his devotees. Just like Prabhupada. Prabhupada took so much trouble. Just imagine, at the age of 70, to go to America with heart attack on the ship. But he implemented whatever he was supposed to do. Isn't it? So this is exactly what happened. Krishna went back to from Mathura to Vrindavan Dham. And he went back how? Very wonderfully. Our Vasudev carried him on the basket, right? But on the way, one of his future to-be wives, just imagine, after 30 years, she was supposed to be his wife. Who was that wife supposed to be? Yumna Devi. So Yumna Mataji, I have explained this before. Just try to understand this clearly. You see, your identity is known by your passport. When you go to when you travel abroad or wherever, they'll ask you, passport kidhar hai? Then they see your passport. Then they see your signature. Correct? Face, picture, everything. So the signature of Yamuna ji, personal lady, she's the daughter of Surya. Okay? So in the passport is written, no, father's name, this thing, that thing, everything, name, address. So the father of Yamuna is Surya. What is the signature? The Yamuna River. That is why we take the dip in the Yamuna River. Not because we want a bath. Bath you can have in a hotel room also. But that's not the real bath. We are taking the bath of Yamuna because directly Yamuna is cleaning us. Now the same Yamuna wanted to be wife of Krishna. Just imagine. Okay. So she came all the way. Actually, originally Yamuna is not of this world. Yamuna is from the spiritual world. Because Krishna was to come, she incarnated as the Yamuna River. Because your signature speaks volumes about you, isn't it? All your money will disappear, I tell you, from a bank account if somebody can copy your signature. Isn't it? One check and it's all gone. Right? So, the signature will speak volumes. Right? So, just like you have blue ink signature, you have blue Yamuna also. Okay? Now you are clear? Why we take a dip in the Yamuna River? Okay. So, Yamuna wanted Mera pati aane wala hai, future pati. So she actually flooded herself to reach to the lotus feet of Krishna. So this, our friend Vasudeva is carrying Krishna in the basket. But he is brave. He is Kshatriya, no? And he knows that he is going to go across because God, Krishna himself has told me, okay, you take me there. Therefore, he will make way somehow. So actually, there was a way made in the river. But on both sides it was flooded heavily. And the Yamuna was touching the lotus feet of Krishna. So when Krishna reached the other side, Vasudev put this child baby Krishna at the near the womb of our Yashoda, near her, next to her, and took the girl child. That means Yogmaya was very smart. See what she has done. First she appears as a younger sister. She carries Krishna all the way from one side to the other side. She rushes back quickly before our friend Vasudev can come with the original Krishna. And then she appears as a small baby girl. And then our friend Vasudev carries him, this little girl, across. Now this little girl starts crying. And the gatekeepers and all that prisoner, warden and everybody wake up. Kans is in his delirium. He is feeling, oh, the child, eighth child is born. Forgetting that it is supposed to be a boy. Narad Muni told me, ye petal, flowers, ye vagara. He was in confusion. So, girl to girl, chalo maro. So, he took his sword. And he tried to kill the girl, poor thing. And the girl became none other than Durga Devi. Because she was touched by Kans. Now this is the important thing. Because she is Yogmaya, she can transform herself into any form she wants. And she becomes the full form of this goddess of death for Kans. And she says, "Hey, Murkans, jo aapko manne wala hai, kabhi bhi janam ho gaya." I didn't speak in Hindi. She spoke in Sanskrit. But anyway, I don't know that much Sanskrit. But the fact of the matter is, the person who is supposed to kill you is already born somewhere else. What are you going to kill me? You cannot ever kill me. And she flies out of the hand of Kans. And Kans is in serious tension. Poor fellow. He is feeling, haath mein aaya tha, wo baji khatam ho gaya. Just imagine. I am supposed to be killed by the eighth child. For Kans, this was like, you know, the worst thing that could ever happen to him. That you can just imagine, put yourself in Kans' place. I don't mean it. Never put yourself in Kans' place. But supposing there's an attack, you have to act that part, no? So just see, if you are in Kans' position, you have got this killer of yours in your hand. You got the sword in the other hand. You are about to kill that thing and the damn thing flies away. Oh my God. And then says, you are going to die. So, Kans ka to pasina ho gaya. He was finished. He was in a mess. And the poor fellow Kans, he doesn't know what to do now. To go or come or what to do. And he goes back, you know, totally dejected. Ke main to abhi marne wala tha, to mar jayega abhi. What will happen to me? What does he do? The stupidest thing on earth. He calls all his advisors and counselors, who are equally bad rascals. All demons of the first order. First he calls Bakasur. The worst thing you can do is to call a female demon, you know. So, Bakasur, sorry, Putna. Bakasur is the brother. And Agasur and so on. All of them came actually. All sympathized with Kans. Don't worry, don't worry. We can take care of this little few child, you know. Kya karne wala hai? How that child will kill you? So Kans believed them. This is the nature of a demon. You can make out the difference between a demon and a devotee. The devotee has full faith and trust in Krishna. Finish. Period. No more, no less. Doesn't want anything else. Krishna bole wo hi hoga. And I'll do it. Just like Vasudev. So much flooding in the river, still he went inside. I mean, person like us would not dream of it. Because you see a flood in the river, you'll go in there to drown or what. But he went. Because Krishna told him that nothing will happen. So he had that courage and that conviction that I can't go across. Kans, flickering mind, you see. That was there explained in the play, isn't it? So, sometimes he was pro-Krishna and sometimes he was against Krishna. So, in that sense, Radhanath Maharaj has said in one of his lectures, a small piece of Ravan resides in our heart also. You see, small piece of Kans resides in our heart also. That is the impurity we have. And the only way we can clean this impurity is by chanting, Hare Krishna. What happened was that our friend, well, not my friend, not any of your friends, but this fellow Kans, he goes back heavy heart, dejected, meets all his so-called quote-unquote friends, and Putna gets organized. I'm going, I'll finish this job for you. So she takes but do you know who's Putna? This is the best part. Putna is Bali Maharaj's, some say sister, some say daughter. Which one? Make up your mind. Sister. So, what happened was, this Bali Maharaj was doing this great yajna. Some say it was the banks of this Narmada River. At least they have a temple there, where they show a kund and all that, at the Narmada River. People of Kerala say that because he is one of them, Bali Maharaj, and they celebrate a lot about Bali Maharaj, they said he had yajna there, whatever. The fact of the matter is, this beautiful sister of Bali Maharaj was, what is the name, Ratnavali? Huh? No, not Vindhyavali, Ratnamala. Ratnamala. Vindhyavali was another one. Huh. So, Ratnamala, She was so engrossed at the beauty of our Lord Vishnu when he appeared as a small little beautiful child, you see, of Lord Vishnu himself appears, the Vamadev. So she felt that I should have a child like this and I can feed my breast milk to this child. So she never spoke a word. But because, as I told earlier, Paramatma resides in your heart also. What is that shloka? 15.15. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto smutir gnana ponancha vedesya sarve aham avedyo vedanta krudved. So, Lord Krishna is within our heart. He gives us knowledge. He gives us remembrance. And he also gives us forgetfulness. All three. So, Lord Krishna, within the heart of that lady, said, all right, you want me to become your child sometimes to feed me? I'll be happy to do that. So she, when she sees the brother, that is Bali, whom she loves so much, because Bali was lovable fellow, you know, a wonderful personality, grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, no less. He was a great personality. So the sister always loves the brother a lot. I've seen that. I have a cousin sister, not a real one, but still, she expresses more love for me than anyone. So then, we can see that, especially when there is a Raksha Bandhan. So then, the thing is, immediately, when this Vamandev took that huge, massive form and put his foot on Bali Maharaj's head, she was burning and boiling. How dare somebody put a foot on my brother's head? And that whole thing turned into poison. This happens to us very often, unfortunately. To us also it happens. The same family, if you see some of these police records, it is there. Many of the murders and many of the attacks are from family members only. Not from outsiders, you see. Because these people, one incident takes place and the whole situation becomes ulta-sulta. And they become their enemies. Unnecessary, without reason. So she became Putna. And she said, I will do the job. And you know the rest of the story. Going there and so on and so forth. Trying to murder each of the child with the poison on the nipple. But the beauty is this. This is the fact. That real milk flowed from her breast. Krishna took that real milk. Okay. Of that lady. Okay. So he fulfilled her desire also. He fulfilled Kansi's desire also about the poison part. See how Krishna fulfills many multi-purpose opposite desires. Because milk is the only solution to poison. Supposing by mistake somebody drinks poison. I've seen this story in somewhere. It happened to somebody I know. Rat poison. So the fellow failed in his exam and he took rat poison of all things. What did the doctors do? They pumped out that thing and they fed him milk. Okay. So milk is divine. Actually it is a divine food because it can counter poison. Okay, so actually this is the opposite. The milk came from the mother, womb, mother's breast, that is this lady, Putana, and the poison actually was manufactured or wherever it was made from the Kansi's area. So both of them Krishna took, but Krishna only took the positive side. He only took the milk. And Putna, he glorified as becoming a nurse in his own abode at Golok Vrindavan. So even, there's a beautiful, I want you to learn this if possible. It is Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.23. It is Uddhav, he is telling Vidur. Please listen to this very carefully. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jigaunsayayapyapya sadvi lebe gatim adrutam uttam tathanyam kamva dayalam sharanam vrajema. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jigaunsayayapyapya sadvi lebe gatim dhatri uttam atajnanam kamva dayalum sharanam vrajema. Alas, Uddhava is telling Vidur, alas, how shall I take shelter of anyone any more merciful than Krishna? How can I take shelter? This is the usual prayer of a devotee. I mentioned to you the difference between devotee and demon. I can only take shelter of the most merciful. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of a mother to a she-demon, Putna? Putna is called Bakhi. Although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.23. We cannot even dream of such a situation. Supposing your own child was there in your house and some woman comes and gives poison to that child, how would you feel? I mean, you'd be delirious. You'd be in a very, very awful condition, isn't it? But the child only blesses that person who comes with poison to kill and still gives the poison giver a position of a nurse, a glorious position, you see. So this is the mercy of Lord Krishna. So why should I take shelter of anybody else? Let me take shelter of Krishna only. Now, that's a smart thing to do also. If you think of it, it's a very smart thing to do. You take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. The lotus feet of Krishna is never going to be separated from Krishna, right? You see, eternally his feet only. Now, you have got hold of the lotus feet. Toh aap toh ho gaya na unke saathi. See, you understand? You become his friend. Sati means friend, isn't it? So, the smartest thing on earth to do is to just surrender to Krishna's lotus feet. That is why everybody gives this blessing, surrender to Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Because then they are blessing you to become his friend. Follow, no? You become his attachment to his lotus feet. And wherever Krishna goes, you will go. Supposing he is doing his leela in some other universe somewhere, which is eternally happening. Prabhupada says, at 5,000 odd years ago, it happened here, on this earth. Right now, while we speak, there is a similar Krishna katha, actually Krishna lila happening in some other universe somewhere. You follow? So, what would happen to you if you are associated with Krishna? You will go wherever he gives his Krishna lila. So, you will be constantly in Krishna lila. That's the most beautiful position you can ever have. You'd be eternally Sat, Chit and Anand, full of bliss. Correct? Okay, so I think now the next speaker is supposed to be Govind Prabhu, or is it Gaurang Prabhu? Because 10:30. Kidhar gaya Gaurang bhai? Gaurang bhai, aaiya ho yahan. Aajao. Actually, I told Gaurang Prabhu that I want to do exactly what Maharaj does. Radhanand Maharaj, when he speaks, he always invites his godbrothers to sit with him. That's why this has been made so long. That even if there are six of them, they can sit here. But come on, Gaurang Prabhuji. Aiye. Now the real katha will start. Hari bol. Ye toh introduction just, starter tha ye. The meal will come now. I'll go. Thank you.